Good morning, lightworkers, healers, channelers, mystics, tarot readers. Before I do the next Atmakaraka series, I wanted to touch base with you on something. What is the Atmakaraka? It's called the soul significator in the form of Jyotish. One of the forms of Jyotish, which is called Jaimini astrology. There's a playlist on this channel. You can go through it. What is that essentially? The planet with the highest degree in your chart, up till Saturn, excluding the outer planets. So the planet with the highest degree shows where yourself or soul wants to move in this lifetime. And this is irrespective of what dasha you're running, okay? That's a different picture. So the questions which are typically asked, can this help me as a light worker to align my energies more with the chart? Answer is yes. Can the transits and further progression into Navamsha or D9 help me know more about my soul? Absolutely. The answer is yes. Can I know more about the transits of my soul significator planet and how that is working in my life right now today? Yes. Can it help me refine my career in terms of light work? Let's say you're a channeler, let's say you're a healer, a Reiki practitioner, a tarot card reader, all of these things. There are so many modalities now. Can it help me become better in that? Or can it help me refine my existing profession? Yes. Can it help me take a deviation into something else? Find out what else I can do with my career in regards to this? Absolutely yes. So as you can see, Jyotish with its Atmakaraka, just that one kind of thing alone will take so many places for you. And that's what I'm trying to uncover, but with a sort of model of shorts. I want to give you tips. Rest of the course is in the playlist. If you want to do some further refinements, you can always do on your own. You should be self-empowered in this energy. You can see how the energies are these days. It's dizzy, isn't it? Very ungrounding, very buzzing, ears ringing, all kinds of those ascension symptoms. The earth is changing, folks, as you all know very well. This tribe knows it more than anybody else, all the sensitives, empaths, and so on. So where can Jyotish or the traditional form of Vedic astrology help you? In the soul signification and how it is progressing and how you can make use of this ancient wisdom of India. Take care. I'll see you in the next.